So here we are then, we've arrived at the racetrack. I'm still clueless after my first experience last year. Sean, you're the expert here. Tell me, what should I be doing so I don't have my whipped by Dave James?
The idea is to be as smooth as possible out there. Obviously, he's had quite a bit of practice as he's here nearly every single week. But yourself, when you go out on track, first three laps, just get used to what you're doing. After that, the idea is to brake before the corner, keep it in a straight line, and then feed the power on as you go around the corner.
Now, this part of North Suffolk has seen a bit of a downpour in the last couple of hours. The track's quite damp, and we've got new carts. Tell us about the new carts. What does that mean, because it's damp and because they're new?
Because it's damp, you're on slick tyres out in the wet, which is highly entertaining. You're going to be slip sliding everywhere. The idea is you're not going to really have much steering. So you're going to turn to the corner, and you're going to carry on sliding forward. The idea is to do all your braking, wait until your car actually starts to turn, and then feed the power on, and almost power slide around the corner.
Okay, so safety first, always. Red flag means that I just put my foot down, and green flag means carry on regardless. Is that right?
I don't quite think so, but it'd be nice if you guys can look up ahead to where you are and not where you're actually racing. You avoid so many more incidents that way.
And yellow flag means the kettle's on, it's time for tea. Yeah?
Exactly that.
Okay, Dave James, the challenge is on. I will not allow you to beat me.
Well, Nick, you look the part with...
I look the part, certainly.
You look the part with your tartan rug to put over your lap, your hard-boiled eggs in your picnic basket.
Oh, it'd be nice to stop off in a lay-by and have some afternoon tea in Beccles. I don't normally get this north.
Right, I'm going off. Good grief. No idea where Dave James is. Boy, this is quick. It's lovely. It's fantastic. Hang on. That's a break. Ah, there goes Dave James, the so-and-so. Dave, slow down. You're showing off. That bump, that hurts. Into the pit I go.
We've de-suited and we have the printouts there. Here at Ella, you do that, don't you?
We do, and I shouldn't really laugh, to be honest.
Did you do
an out lap and then a hot lap and then an in lap, I think, was your fastest lap
time.
At one point
I was doing a lap dance.
I think so. Careful. With your lap times...
Which we don't need to go into detail because I'll just gloss over.
Obviously, no, we don't need to share the specific times, but you were slower than David. You weren't too bad out there, apart from giggling and laughing at everyone going around you more than concentrating on where the actual circuit was.
And also trying to talk at the same time and sort of, you know, do commentary, you know.
Impressive.
I was Murray Walker of Town 102, very nearly. How did you find the new carts?
The difference is phenomenal. They make even people who aren't very good drivers, like yourself and I, feel like proper racing drivers. We're brilliant.
So, all in all, positive experience. We loved it, yeah?
Cannot wait for the Grand Prix on the 4th of August. It's going to be such a good day. And we have decided that we've competed in this event fairly and squarely twice now, and we've lost twice. So if you can't beat them fairly, we're now going to find a way to cheat.
Oh, I'm open to bribes. It's all right.